Welcome to HOWC Podcast. Thank you for joining us today. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at heartofworshipchurch.com.
In the beginning, in the book of Genesis, the first mention of the Holy Spirit states that it moved upon the waters. We see that the Holy Spirit is a spirit of movement, but not something only that is moving, but something that is moving other things. We understand that the word ruach is a Hebrew word that represents the breath of God, the wind, the movement. It's this energy that is in movement. Fast forward to the time of Jesus, and he describes the Holy Spirit in this fashion as wind moving through the leaves of a tree, saying that we may not be able to see the wind, but we can see the way that it affects the leaves, the way that it moves it. Throughout the text, we read different passages that talk about how the Holy Spirit moves us. It moves us to compassion. It moves us to mercy. It produces the fruits of the Spirit in us, influencing our characteristics to be more like Jesus, to be loving, to be joyful, to be patient, to be kind, to be faithful, to be even tempered, to be gentle. Now, having understood that, we know that the wind can move the entire tree, but it can also move each individual leaf. Scripture makes it plain that we are all part of the body of Christ, Him being the head. He is the one that directs our actions, decrees our directions, and determines our intents. We submit our will to His. But we, as individuals, are different members of the body. The example is given in Scripture that one might be the eye, like a seer. One might be the mouthpiece, like a prophet or a preacher. One might be the hands, like a teacher. One might be the feet, like an evangelist. And some might even do the inter-unseen work, like our internal organs. They are important, even though we don't see their everyday functions. The body as a whole would be dead, would be worthless without them. So today I want to talk a little bit about movements, because we all hear of these mighty, amazing, miraculous movements of God throughout history. The Haystack Revival, the Azusa Street Revival, the Lewis Island Revival, the Day of Pentecost, all of these grand, amazing, mighty moves of the Holy Spirit. Thank God for them. They are important. But they would not exist without the everyday moving of the Holy Spirit. We could think of it like this. We all hear the stories of these miraculous, unexplainable, strong arm events that in a moment of crisis, one would lift a car off of a trapped victim. It's impossible for an arm to be strong enough to do this, yet we do see examples of it, that by God's grace, God empowers someone in a moment because of a dire need, His mercy and His compassion, to do this impossible feat. And others see it and speak of it, sometimes for generations, because it is truly amazing. But I'm here to draw your heart today to the reality that the small movement of a blinking eye or a beating heart is just as important, if not more. Because while exertions of impressive physical action are needed sometimes, the small, humble, unnoticed heartbeat is needed all the time. So don't waste your moments waiting for that one big opportunity to shine, when you could be part of an everyday movement of God. Not all members of the body's work is in the scene, but they are all important. You could be called to be God's heartbeat in the unseen. So don't quit. Don't give up. Don't get discouraged. Keep beating. Keep going. Keep moving, because if that heart is not beating, then that strong arm cannot do those impossible things. You see, what I'm trying to get across today is that yes, these mighty moves of God, these works of the Holy Spirit, they are needed. But they're not needed all the time. They're needed in their generation. There's times when God calls us to shine. But what is needed every single day are the unseen works of the Holy Spirit when you allow Him to move you, to live and breathe and have His being through you, to pray, to intercede, to walk in love, mercy, and charity, to do justice and live humbly. This is the will of God for you according to Scripture. To tend to the least of these, the ones that are rejected, to shine the light of Jesus in demonstration, character, and message. Is He calling you today to bring some groceries to a single mother, to bake a loaf of homemade bread for a lonely, discouraged elder? Is He calling you today to sit alone and pray, to praise and to proclaim, and to give glory to His name? Is He calling you to serve, to clean a church? Is He calling you to give a hug to those who hurt? Because these are all moves of the Holy Spirit, even if nobody sees it. They are the things that empower the body. They are what keeps it going and builds it. Everybody wants to be the one seen on the big stage in that moment of glory. But I think on the day of judgment, it would be a better story to be the one who served Him every single day in a miraculous, even if unseen, way. Because the one that endures, the one that stays true, the one that is there to encourage you when you are down, when you are discouraged, the one that is the example of the pillar, the strong one that would not give up, that would not quit, the one that the youth can see actually living it day by day, that is a move of the Holy Spirit because they couldn't do it in their own strength, and it is important. In fact, it is more important than the one or two big things that might be seen from a stage occasionally when they come through. God's looking for those who are willing to do the internal work of the kingdom, because they're His heartbeat. He's looking for you. Because the world has plenty enough celebrity, wannabe, counterfeit Christianity, putting a mask on the culture and calling it ministry when there is no purity, no humility in it. Be willing, my friend, to be part of the small everyday movements that will count in abundance in eternity. Don't miss your opportunity right now, waiting for an already polished crown. Jesus took a crown of thorns. Instead of cheers, He was scorned. Instead of a stage, He got Golgotha's heel and a cross. God's ways are not our ways, but they are perfect. So even as Jesus said in the Garden of Gethsemane, "Father, not my will, thy will be done," it may not always be easy, but we trust You as a good and faithful Creator that You will do what is best. You will move us as You see fit. So blow, Ruach, blow, breathe the breath of life within us. Move us, Holy Spirit, like leaves on the trees. You lead, guide, and direct us. Let the world see the way that we are moved, and let it prove that You are real. They may not see the Holy Spirit, but they can see the way that it moves us every single day of our lives. And we thank You, God, for the Lord's movements, those miraculous works of God. But we're not going to sit around and wait for something like that to manifest. We're going to take our part right now to do the work of the kingdom. And as we do it, You will work all things together for the good, because You are the one who moves the body to do what cannot be done. So we thank you today, O Father, for the mighty moves of God and for the little ones.
Thank you for joining us today. This program was brought to you by HOWC Media Ministries. For more messages like this or information about our ministry, please visit us online at heartofworshipchurch.com.